The Mishnah Mem Amud Aleph, towards the end of Eilat Nairis, points out that in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, the Knas of Anis and Mefata, there's also Boshes and Pegam, and there's also Tzar. And Abai Barava learned that from Psukim, that such a thing exists. How much is the Pegam? What do you mean Pegam? Pegam Haino Nezek, the Gemara says. Pegam is Nezek. What is Nezek? How do you Shom Nezek? Shom and Osa, Kama Hushava, Limka Bashuk. He would sell as an Eved. How much would he sell for, let's say, I cut off his arm? So, Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk, how much would he sell for as an Eved before I cut off the arm? How much would he sell for after? So, the differential is the Nezek, yeah. What kind of an Eved? Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk as an Eved. As an Eved Ivri or an Eved Knaini? He's Jewish. He can't sell himself. He doesn't have the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knaini. An Eved Ivri only sells himself for Sheish. The Machloikis and the Gemara, what about what the Mecher Atzmo? Machru Bezin says in Chumash, he's Yotze B'Sheish at the end of the sixth year. What about Mecher Atzmo? A person sells himself. So we pass and even Mecher Atzmo, also the same thing. He's Yotze B'Sheish. He can't sell himself for more. So the question is, I cut off his arm. He's going to be missing an arm for the rest of his life. If you shum him like an Eved Ivri, Kamahu Shavulim Karne Eved Ivri, Anivka Bashuk, it's going to be much less than the real hefsed. The hefsed is going to be for the rest of his life. So that seems to be a machlokes. That is, not seems to be. That is a machlokes, Rashi in the Rosh, in the beginning of Perek HaChayvel. But the Shaman also means ke'eved ivri, because it kamahu shavar. How do you establish shavias of any chayfetz? So the Nesiva says it's always, and Nesiva says in several of his farm, it's always established, kamahu shavalim kabashuk. How much can you get if you sell it in the marketplace? If something only has sentimental value to me, this is my siddur that I had through the concentration camp all the 5 years, and it's worth $1 million to me, it's worth so much. But if you sell it, kamahu shavalim kabashuk, it's worthless. No one's even going to give a nickel for it. Who's interested in this torn up little siddur? So if something only has shabbos to one person, and you can't get any money if you sell it on the market, it's not an item that you would make money on, then it doesn't have any shabbos al pidin. So the question is, kamahu shavalim kabashuk, and then the Mishnah says, in erichin, kamahu shavalim kabashuk, bosa mokam or bosa zman. The fact that I can sell the automobile, if I sell it in Africa, I can get twice as much money. When they steal automobiles and they ship them to Africa, and then they resell it over there because they get more money. So the fact that someone crashes into my automobile here in New York, so you show them how much was it worth before, how much it's worth afterwards, and you pay the differential. That's Nezik. So you don't establish how much would you be able to get if you sell it in Africa. How much would you get if you sell it in Ukraine? The Hezik was over here. That's a Mishnah in Erechin. So Shaila, what do you mean? Kamahu Shava, the word who? Kamahu Shava means this person, Kamahu Shava, or a person similar to him. This person happens to be Jewish. He can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. But on the other hand, he's the same physical body as the Nochri, and the Nochri is worth more, because the Nochri doesn't have a restriction that he can only sell himself as Sheish. So that's a machlek is Rashi in the Rosh. It seems to be, they quote from Rav Elul Soloveitchik, in the Rosh, the first the Mishnah in Perek HaChayvel, towards the end of Bava Kamma. It seems to be the same machlokes as Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak in Kiddushim regarding domim. If a person says erko alai, erki alai, erko alai, so how much do you pay? So you don't pay kamahu shavalim kabashuk. You pay kifi domim haktzuvim b'parsha. It depends how old the person is, between a month and 5 years, 5 years and 20 years, 60 years, above 60, and so on. But if you say domav alai or domai alai, domav alai, so then you pay kamahu shavalim kabashuk. And you pay the money to Hegdash. He said, Domei Ploni Alaya, Domei Alaya, you pay Kamahu Shava. So that seems to be also a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak in Kiddushin. Kamahu Shava Lim Kabashuk means who? This particular person says, Kamahu Shava Lim Kabashuk is an Eved Ivri. But he says, no, Kamahu Shava means an Eved Knaini. So that's a kasha. Our Mishnah says that in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesef that the Oynes and Mefata pay, you pay also Pegam. And the Gemara says in other places, Pegam Hainu Nezek. So if Nezek means Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk as an Eved Ivri, not an Eved Knaini, what's the Pegam over here? What? The woman, a woman is, The Gemara says, "Venimka b'gnei v'asah v'loy b'gnei v'asah." The Gemara says that woman is never machruh bezin. Woman is never sold as an amohevriya because she stole money. Can a woman sell herself as an amohevriya? So that's a strange machlokes of Rishonim, whether the din of mechir atzma applies to women or not. The Gemara is beferish that not. The Gemara is beferish that the woman doesn't have the ability to sell herself. The only way a woman can become an amohevriya is if the father sells her as an amohevriya when she's a ktana. As a naira, he can't sell her. See, let's say the man is ma'anis the girl, and she's a naira. She's a naira, not a ktana. So she cannot be sold. Bezin can't sell her. Nimka b'gnevasa v'la b'gnevasa. And there's no b'charatzma by the woman. And an amohevriya is not muteris b'ebed k'naini. Amohevriya is supposed to have yud. She's supposed to marry the yodan. The Gemara says over here, amem amed beis. What is the Shabbos over here? How much is the Pagam? Pagam hainu nezek. How much is the nezek? If the Odin has an Ebekneini, who's a good, feels a tood, or has the last line right before the Mishnah, Mem on the days, and the Odin wants to give a matona to the Eved, Bebet, Sheeshal, the Rabbi Nachas Ruch, Koras Ruch, Emenu, and he wants to reward the Eved for being such a devoted servant of his, so he wants to buy him. A shivcha knainis, who's a psula as opposed to a behula. Because the Eved will be happy, he'll be very thrilled, he'll appreciate it very much. But the Odin is going to buy him a shivcha knainis, not going to buy him an omohevriya. Omohevriya is not muteris be'evet knaini. And the Gemara says that shaman osa ke shivcha knainis. It's not shaman osa ke evediri. So how can there be a machlokes harishonim? Whether in the beginning of a chayva, how can you have a machlokes rashi in the rosh? Whether by chayva b'chavero, Yisham ke Eved Iri or ke Eved Kanani. Unless you'll say, that's what some Achrayim say, unless you say that Abai V'Rava learned that from Psukim over here. The Gemara asks, right after the Mishnah Mem Amid Aleph, the second Mishnah Mem Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesev, you also pay Boshes of Pekam. So the Gemara says, V'Ema, maybe I should say, when the Torah says Chamishim Skloim, Amrachmanim, he called me. Maybe that covers everything. So Abai Barabba says, no. We learn that from Psukim that in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesev of the Knas, there's also a Tashlum and a Boshes of Pekam. So normally we learn the whole Kasha that I presented just now. Normally you learn Boshes of Pekam is the regular din from Chayla Bachavera of Kala Tarakula. So some Achrayim, we had a Machlokes, Rabbi Kivegir and the Nesivis, I think. Some of the Achrayim say, no. The Pasuk says it's a new Chiv. It's not the regular Chiv from Kala Tarakula. So no chiyuv over here, but Torah sinus and mafata, but Torah sinus. The regular chiyuv nezek is shaman osa kevet ivri anim kabashu. Kamahu shavu lim kabashu. And over here, it's a new din shaman osa kishiv chaktanis. But why should it be so? Afilim tem tzilama that this is true. Even if you hold that this is a new chiyuv, it's not the regular din of nezek of kol atarakula. It's a new parsha of nezek from the parsha of oinus, anis and mafata. Why should this one be Kishiv Chaknainis? Why shouldn't it also be Kevid Evri? Amohevriya. Amohevriya will be zero. She can't. Naira can't be, the father can't sell her, and Bezin can't sell her, and she can't sell herself. So there's no Shabbos at all. In America, there are no slaves. Lincoln freed all the slaves. So if there are no slaves, so Chayla Bachaver just doesn't pay Nezik. There are other countries in the world where there is a slave market, but Shaman also Kamahu Shavalim Kabashu Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman in America, there is no Shabbos at all. There is no Shabbos at all. So that's a problem. How can you have a Machlek Zavishan? Isn't it often a Gemara?
Rabbi says that Oto Samakam Bosa Zman, Rabbi assumes like the Nitivot, that's what the Nitivot says? Or that was what Gemara says?
Ozemok Moses Man is a Mishnah in Erechin that Ein Lahekdish Elamakom of a Shaita. That's a Loshana Mishnah. It means when someone donates a computer, he donates furniture, he donates an automobile or something to the Hekdish, and let's say he donates it in New York. And Hekdish has Gizborim all over the world. So the Gizbor is going to auction it off to the highest bidder. So what's the minimum bid that he should take? So bid the eved, hegdish of a money. Shechilo shavu puta will be mechulo bid the eved. But machatchili, not allowed to cheat the hegdish. So what's the lowest bid that he should accept? The shavius of the thing. What shavius? This computer, if you sell it in Africa, it'll cost twice as much. But over here, the Gizber's auctioning it off in New York. He's not in Africa. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lehegdash al mekom of a shaita." The minimum bid should be meikar adin. B'diavad will be hegdash avam erashchel shavir puta will be mechul b'diavad. But the minimum bid he should take is the shavius bosa makom of bosa zman. So we adopt that Mishnah and we apply it to mazik also. Kama hu shavalim kabashuk means bosa makom of bosa zman. The Ramban paraphrased that Mishnah. Ramban has a machlokes with the Balamor. I think we discussed it this year. What's the din? The baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris is scheduled for the next Shabbos. And then in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, they used to warm up water on Erev Shabbos. Every time they did it, they would perform a bris. They would bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection for medical purposes. So the Balamor and the Ramban, today Bisman is that we don't, the Mechaber writes, we don't bathe the baby anymore with hot water. We don't feel that there's any sakana. Days of the Gemara, there was a sakana. Bisman is that we don't consider that a problem. So in the days of the Gemara, that was considered a sakana. You had to bathe the baby with warm water. What if I have enough water only to bathe the baby before the bris on Shabbos? If I don't have any hot water at all, then you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos in order to be able to do the bris, like you're not allowed to carry the knife, you're not allowed to carry the baby. That's machshirei milo. We paskin against Reb Lezer, Blazer Gadol, Perka Blazer de Milo, Masecha Shabbos Daf Kuflamin. Reb Lezer holds not only is milo bismada decha Shabbos the actual mitzvah is milo, even the hechsha milo, the hechsha mitzvah to carry the knife, to manufacture the knife is also decha Shabbos. So to heat the water in order to bathe the baby would also be Deicha Shabbos. So we don't pass like Rab Lezer. But B'mkamash Rab Lezer, they followed his opinion, even years after he died. But B'mkamash Rab Lezer, we don't follow his opinion. So I have warm water enough to bathe the baby before the bris, but I know that if I bathe the baby and I'll perform the bris, I do not have enough water to bathe the baby after the bris. And I don't have any nochri to heat up the water. You're not allowed to do Amir al-Nochri either to perform bris milah. I don't even have a nochri, and I know if I'll do the bris milah, I'll have no choice. It'll be a suffix sakana for the baby, bismar gemar, so I'll have to eat the water myself, bimahal Shabbos, in order to save the life of the baby. Suffix sakana on the baby. So is it permissible for me, l'chatchila, to perform a mitzvah, to be machnas myself into a suffix sakana where I know I'll have to be mahal Shabbos, I'll have a hetter. After I'll put myself into the situation, I'll have a hetter. So that's machlek is the Balamor and the Ramban. So the Balamor says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do the bris if you know in advance that this will be putting you into a situation. The baby will be b'sakana. You have to be mechal Shabbos. And the Ramban says that it's mutter. It is permissible. So the Ramban coins an expression. He paraphrases the Loshon HaMishnah and Erchin. The Mishnah says, Ein lehegdash al mekom v'shaita. So the Ramban paraphrases it. He says, Ein lemitzvah al mekom v'shaita. The guy's doing his mitzvah. Mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. He doesn't have to be worried about everything else. He's not allowed to do the bris unless you bathe the baby in advance. I said, there was enough warm water to bathe the baby in advance. He bathed the baby and it does the bris. That's beheter. He says, Ein lemitzvah lemekayim avishayta. That's not called machnas atzmo. The matzav shel tchiyas isim. So he's paraphrasing that Mishnah. But it has nothing to do with the Mishnah now. Mishnah, Ein lehegdash lemekayim avishayta goes on shavius of chafotzim. What's the minimum bid that the gizbo should accept? L'chatchila, but the avid even pruta is okay. But l'chatchila shouldn't accept less than the Shabbos. So the Shabbos is established based on kama hushavalim kabashu, bo'os amokam, bo'os ozman. So the Mishnah has a mem aleph and mem aleph. That's an important Mishnah. Moide b'knas is potter, and moide b'mamid is chayev. We usually call that hados baldin kemei edim dami. That's the Loshon HaTosefta quoted in the beginning of Bob Metzi and Av Gimel. Hados baldin kemei edim dami. And it doesn't apply to knas. Yeah, so what's knas and what's mamin? So the Mishnah has a memalef and memalef. If someone is moida, that is shor hamuad, killed an eved knayin, and the Torah says, he pays shloshim shel eved, whether the eved is worth a million and the eved is worth nothing, so he pays shloshim shel eved. So whenever you have a kesef kotzuf, so that's a dead giveaway that's a knas. Mamin is when I'm paying to make good the hefsid mamin that I cause. It has to correspond to what the hefsid mamin is. So if it's a schum katsuf, obviously it doesn't correspond. Yerushalmi has a very strange suffix that the Rishonim quote. What if the Eved happens to be exactly worth Shloshim Shalevet? He's exact. That's how much he's really worth. If we sell him on the market, so maybe then Shloshim Shalevet is considered Mammon. We usually assume, not like that, Yerushalmi. We usually assume that since the Torah established Shloshim Shalevet, you pay Shloshim, whether the Eved is a Nekev of Margolius or he's a nothing, a nobody. So that shows that the din of Shloshim Shalevet is always a knas, even if b'mikra it happens that that is the shavis of the Eved. The Shloshim Shalevet is not that you're paying to make good the hefs of the Eved. It's a punishment for the fact I was negligent and I allowed my Sharamud to kill an Eknani. But if I'm oida hadoas baldin that my Sharamud killed a ben chorin and I have to pay kofar, so the Mishnah says you do pay. You say hadoas baldin kimei edim dami does apply to kofar because kofar is not knas. It doesn't prove the point. There are two possibilities, but the kufa kapar, kufa mamayna, doesn't prove the point on that. That's the Gemara and Bava Kama discuss, and Gemara comes to the conclusion, the kufa kapar. But you can't really tell from the Mishnah. The Mishnah just say that kufa is not knas. It doesn't say, but the kufa mamayna, kufa kapar. What's the difference with the kufa mamayna, kufa kapar? So we said, kamblebi derab minay and mechila, all the six nafkaminis. Eidechud would be naman of kufr kapar. If kufr mamayna, even each neid of kufr kapar. Eidechud would be naman. All the six nafkaminis.
And is it also about, is it the main
nizak
or
the main
matik, or is that
not
related to that?
If it's kufr mamayna, then behechreach, it has to be the mehan nizik. Kufr kapar, then there's room to have a machlek of satanai. It's machlek of a kivin rabbi shmo, whether the main nizik or the main mazik. If you say Dmei Mazik, then it's clearly not Mamayna, then it's Kapara. But if you say that Kufra Kapara, you're free to say either way. You can say you get a Kapara by paying Dmei Nizik. You can say you get a Kapara by paying, you deserve Misa B'dei Shemaim Gambol of Yumas. Yoshara Mu'ud killed an Adam already the fourth time. And you're still not careful about it. So that's Gambol of Yumas means Misa B'dei Shemaim. But you have to pay Kofar to get yourself off the hook. So it's possible to say, like Rabbi Akiva, possible to say Rabbi Shmuel. We pass in the Bein Nizik. We pass in Kufr Kapara. We pass in the Bein Nizik. So the Mishnah gives you the rule that Mammon Hadas Baldin Kameinim Dam. Mammon is when you're paying money to make good the hefset that you are responsible for. And Knas is when it's not to make good the hefset that you're responsible for. You did some avli, you did something wrong, and we're penalizing you. It's an oynish, not an oynish aguf. It's an oynish mammon. That's a shaila. According to where Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix, according to the Rambam, that there's a separate law, ein manishim b'shabbos. The Gemara in Yevamos and in Sanhedrin interprets the pshat and the pasuk. Lo sevareish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yoyim ha'shabbos. What does it mean b'chol mosh v'seichem? Even in Chutz Lords, why I would have thought Shmir Shabbos is only in Eretz Yisrael? It's not from the Chavis Karka, it's not an agricultural mitzvah. I would know on my own that the obligation of Shabbos is all over the B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. Or he says, no, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem doesn't mean to be Mar B'Chutz Lords. It means to say, even Moshe Bezen, even though one could have argued the point and demonstrated based on a Kabbalah that Mrs. Bezen should be Doche Shabbos, so the Pesach tells me not to. You're not allowed to minister Mrs. Bezen on Shabbos. So the Rambam counts these, when the Rambam has the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of every section, the Rambam tells you how many mitzvahs will be explained in this section. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Hakdomah to Hilchos Shabbos, he writes that there are two prohibitions on Shabbos. The mitzvah says that he say Kiddush, and the two Isurim in Ator, one he says not to do Malacha, one he says Shalom L'Ha'anish B'Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham asks in Hilchos Shabbos, why did the Rambam count that as a separate law? I would have thought mistakenly that Mrs. Bezen is Decha Shabbos, Kamashman and the Pasuk, that the Kavachim is not correct. So Mrs. Bezen is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Shabbos, it's in Issa Malacha. So it's included in the other Pasuk. Why does he count that as a separate law? So the later Achrayim say, Rav Soloveitchik picked it up from the Avnei Nezer. As a child, he used to read a lot of Avnei Nezer. A lot of Ishurim were based on Avnei Nezer. But several Achrayim have this. But the Amnesia explains it very, very gishmak. So they all explain. The Rambam holds that it's a separate law. Shalol ha'anish b'Shabbos, even if the yonish does not involve chilul Shabbos. If you're going to administer Mises Bezen, that's a malachim and a tilis neshama. A sheichet is a tilis neshama. That's one of the lamet ha'asavis malachas. What if the Bezen puts someone in cherem? So cherem means a curse that the fellow should drop dead. If he if he dies, he'll be dead. Okay, then it'll be until Shabbat. He's not going to die today on Shabbos just because the Purim Chem doesn't mean he's going to die today. So according to the Rambam, that's what Achranim said, according to the Rambam, Masvara, that Shalol HaNish B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to give any Onish Aguf at all. You're not allowed to administer Malkus. Malkus, usually he's going to be bleeding. So bleeding is going to be a Malacha also. It's going to be a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. He doesn't need the blood, but the Rambam stole Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa as Deraisa. So it could be that bleeding will be a Malacha Deraisa anyway. So that's why the Achranim chap on this Iser. To put someone in Cherem on Shabbos. Someone did an Aver, and the rabbi wants to make a whole big fuss about a Shabbos morning, and he declares the person is a Cherem. So you're punishing the person on Shabbos. So it could be, according to the Rambam, a separate Iser, Shalola Anish B'Shabbos, even if it doesn't involve any Malach. And that's why the Rambam counted it as a separate law. Rav Soloveitchik said, Yesh L'Histapek, if the Bezim will force a person to pay Knas on Shabbos, maybe that's also Knas is an Oynish. Maybe it's not an Oynish Aguf. Maybe the Lab Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos only goes on an Oynish Aguf. Like Misa Malkus HaCherem, I'll put the guy in prison. If they're going to penalize him, they're going to punish him by putting him in prison. Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos. Two different kinds of prison. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes on Arachaim. Let's say the fellow wants to run away from town on Shabbos. He's going to be Michal Shabbos. He's going to go Chutz L'Tchum, and he's going to leave his wife in Aguna. So we don't want to let him do that. So we go and we arrest him on Shabbos. We put him in jail. We're not putting him in jail to punish him for the Avera that he did Lushava. We're putting him in jail because he wants to be Magan his wife. We want to prevent him. We want to be Koifa Ala Mitzvahs. We want to be Koifa him not to do an Avera, not to be Magan his wife. So we're going to put him in jail till after Havdalah. Then we're going to make him give a get to his wife, and then we'll let him skedaddle. So we're not, that's putting in jail. That's not a punishment to Shabbat, but that's kvi ala mitzvahs la'abot. Rabbi Kivega quotes the Achranim, that you can do on Shabbos. Let's say the Gemara has later in Ksuvas on Daf Pevov. Let's say he says he doesn't want to shake lulav the first day still because he doesn't want to eat matzah on Pesach. So it's makanosa achetetze napshe. So when is makanosa? Beat him up on Yontif. He doesn't want to eat the matzah on Yontif. He doesn't want to shake the lulav on Yontif. Beat him up on Yontif. It doesn't mean chalamoid. So you see that to be koifa la mitzvahs, that's not called shalola hanish b'shabbos. When you give an einish l'shavar, that's shalola hanish. So Leishik said that yesh l'histapik, whether if the bezim will force the person to pay the knas on Shabbos, certainly is an isa. You're not allowed to be parei chov b'shabbos. That's an isa de rabbanim. Piron chov b'shabbos is also gzeirish and the yichtov. But Rav Soloveitchik was pushing, maybe it'll be an isa deraisa. If you force a person to pay mammon, not knas, so mammon is not an oynish. Mammon, I borrowed money, I pay back the money. That's only an isa de rabbanim to pay back the chayv on Shabbos, gzeirish and the yichtov. But it could be if the bezin forces the fellow to pay the knas on Shabbos, hantiv, there'll be an isa of lo sevarish b'chol mashav sechem. Shalol ha'anish b'Shabbos. It's only called the Chilul Shabbos if you have a kumbi asay. So here the Bezin declared they're putting mechem. That's called the lav sheim or maisa. There is no din of lav sheish by maisa by misa. Lav sheim maisa only a din by chatos and by malchus. But by Shabbos there's such a din. You can't have Chilul Shabbos b'shevi al tas. You have to have kumbi asay. The mistama dibur is not enough of a kumbi asay. Dibur is not enough to be considered a kumbi asay by malchus. So dibur is probably not enough to be considered a kumbi asay by malecha Shabbos either. So you have to have a maisa.
We have the knas here by Chatzinezek. That's also a deterrent. Some knas aren't punishment.
Why do you say Chatzinezek is a deterrent?
That's
the
guard
is
short.
Let's see. So, b'chatzi nezek of short time, that's a question. How come the Torah singles out Karen, that the first three times, the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kamma, Daf Hem and Beis, each one of the Ovis Nezik and Abu Ovis Nezik, each one has a quirk. Little chasim. So, you have to know whenever you have a hezek, you have to know which is it a told of. Shor bor maver hever, because each one of the dinim has a different quirk of a p'tur. So we mentioned the other day that Eish is potter on Toman and Boris potter on Kalim, special din, and Shor and Karen the first three times bechatz in hezek megufo, and Shem v'regel is potter b'shus haram. So any case of a hezek, you have to determine: is it Karen? Is it Shem v'regel? Is it Bor? Is it Eish? Or is it Adam? Okay, you have to always determine. So the din is that a shor keren, shor tam, first three times you pay chatzin ezik megufo, and the fourth time and on you pay nezik shalom in haliyah. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. What is this chatzin ezik megufo all about? Is that momen or is that knas? If you hold that it's momen, means that Miikaredin, the Gemara explains, Miikaredin, the Balasho should really be held responsible to pay Nezik Shalom. Why? Because Tam Shvarim, La Beches Kashim Akaimi. The Gemara is assuming that the definition of the Av Nezik and of Karen is if it's Kavanasa Lahazik. We don't pass like that. We pass, it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, it's rather Mishunah. But according to the opinion that Palgan Iska Mamayno, so the definition of Karen is if it's Kabanasa Lahazik. So Mandamer is of the opinion, Kabanasa Lahazik, just like by human beings, you can't put it past a human being to do a Hezek Kabanasa Lahazik. Usually Adam Amazik is Kabanasa Lahazik. So Behemah also, the Bala Behemah should have realized that Behemah has enough Seichel, Behemah is a Chacham Lahora, can also do Kabanasa Lahazik. So the Bala Behemah should have really been careful to watch his animal not to do a kavanasa lahazik. But maybe he talked it into himself. Behemoths don't have enough seichel to take revenge, to do kavanasa lahazik. So since maybe the balabos talked it into himself, so we give him a break and we only make him pay chatzin nezik. But the chatzin nezik that he's paying, and Mikra Adinu should have paid nezik shalem. And we just give him a break because he talked it into himself. I don't have to watch my animal. There should be kavanasa lahazik. It's a dumb animal. But the chatzinesik that he does pay, that's meikaredin, so that's really mammon, that's not going to be knas. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin kabanos elahazik, we paskin stam shvarim, or beches kashim or kaimi. It's not normal for an animal. It shouldn't have been expected, it shouldn't be the responsibility of the bala behemoth to watch his animal, that he shouldn't do a nezik kabanos elahazik, that's meshunim. So we hold that the definition of karen is not kabanos elahazik. It's a broader definition. Whenever the behemoth does a hezek, which is mishuna, the Gemara says, "Hai kal b'doch alim shunra doch litanik goyle." Kelev is hungry; he doesn't have any food, so he starts eating up a sheep. The sheep is five times bigger than him, so the dog attacks the sheep. It's not kavanasa lahazik; he's hungry. Or shunra doch litanik goyle. The shunra, the cat, is hungry, so the cat is going to take on tanik goylem, live chickens. It's a very modern. Not kavanasa lahazik, but it's mishuna. So we paskin. That's the definition of karen. Karen is whenever it's mishuna. Kavanasa lahazik is one example. And really, meikar adin, the bala behemah should not be held responsible to pay even a penny, because stam shvarim abeches kashim mekayim, that they don't do a hezek that's mishuna. But the Torah penalized him. The chatzi nezek that he's paying is only chatzi of the nezek, but it's yosef imasha hoyetz. It's not yosef imasha hezek. But it's Yosef Masha Hoyt Sorach Lias Bukhiv Lisham. Should have been Bukhiv to Shalem zero. So it's a Chidash Ator that he pays the Chatzin Ezek even. So that's Yosef, not Yosef Masha Hizik, but Yosef Masha Hoyt Sorach Lias Bukhiv Lisham. So therefore we paskin, Hilchus Ad Gemara says, we paskin that it's Knas. The Palgan Iska is Knasa. The Mishnah doesn't give that example. It doesn't say one way or the other, whether Moide Bech Palgan Iska is Chayv or Potter. So Gemara says, we paskin on Maskana that Moide Bech Knas Potter. Moide b'palganiska is moide b'knas, it's potter.
So if you hold a lot of cheskas shimor, so if a small cat ate a big chicken, so then it'd be a nezek shalom,
it's a shame? Yeah, I think so. It would be nezek shalom, wouldn't be chatzin nezek. It's only chatzin nezek if it's kavanasa lahazik. The Gemara, the first daf from Baba Kama, describes Karen as kavanasa lahazik. But then when you get the daf tezvav, so the Gemara gives this different definition. The way we paskin the maskana, that palgan is kaknasa, so the definition changes. It's no longer defined as kavanasa lahazik, but rather as mishuna. Yeah. According to the other mandama, I kalba dochalim mishuna dochatan gerli would pay nezik shalom, wouldn't pay chatzi nezik, because not kavanasa lahazik. The behemah is hungry, so that would be yeshanu alazeko. That would be shem verego. Yeah. How come the Braisa says Zeaklal Kolam Shalom Yosef Mimashi Hizik? The Mishnah has the last line in the Mishnah. Memalfam Zeaklal Kolam Shalom Yosef Mimashi Hizik. Why doesn't it say Pachasa Yosef Mimashi Hizik? If Palganiska is Knasa, so she say whoever pays Pachas Mashi Hizik, this is called the Knas. So the Gemara explains why. The Mishnah couldn't say that because of Tzuris. Tzuris is a tolda of regel, and it's you only pay chatzi nezik. The Gemara says hilchos agmiri lo, but it's mammon. It's not knasa. The Mishnah cannot make a statement. Mishayin mishalem kefi mashehizik is always going to be knasa. That's not accurate because Tzuris pays chatzi nezik, and it's mammon. Yeah, exactly. What does that expression mean? Tzuris is hilchos agmiri lo. So that seems to be a machlokes harishonim. The Rosh and the Tosfos understand that it's halacha Moshe Mesina. Whenever it says hilchos agmiri lo, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh always understand that to mean halacha Moshe Mesina. And the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos gives you a whole list of all of the halachas la Moshe Mesina. The Rambam there is writing what are the various halakim of Torah Shebal Peh. It's an important document that Hakdama to Rambam the Pirush HaMishnayos. So he says Torah Shebal Peh has several parts to it. One is Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Mesinai. We have traditional translations of words that when it says Pri Eitz Hadar, it means an Esrog. You can't just pick whatever you want. The tradition has it that that's what it means. Ayin Tachasayin Poshe Pshat Pirush HaMekubal L'Moshe Mesinai. Ayin Tachasayin means Mammon. It's a Melitza. There's certain words in every language that have certain connotations. So Ayin Tachasayin means Mammon. It's not a pilpul. What does it mean? The Rambam says, in every generation they saw, in the earlier generation, they saw by Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin. That's the way they were done. Achavah b'chaver, paid mammon. They never did ayin tachasayin. So that's one of the pirushim hamakubalim l'Moshe Mesina. Then the Rambam says that you have halacha l'Moshe Mesina as another category, another chunk of Torah Shebal Peh. Then the bulk of Torah Shebal Peh are all the halachas that were established based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. And that's the machloikis, that's where the Prima Godim starts. The Prima Godim has a psicha kolelis to Orachaim, which is really a psicha kolelis to all of Torah Shebal Peh. So it starts off with the Gemara in Gitnan, Daf Nun Tes, that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, whether Rav Torah is b'ksav or Rav Torah is Bal Peh. So the Prima Godim quotes from the Sefer Be'er Sheva, Amaseches Harias. How can you have such a nonsensical machloikis? Of course Rav Torah is Bal Peh. Look in any bookshelf, in any library. The Tanakh is only 24 Svarim in Kisvei HaKodesh. And there are hundreds and thousands of Svarim. Everything is Torah Shebal Peh. How is it Shach Tava Machlokes? So the Be'er Sheva explains in Horeis that the Rav of the Torah, Ruba de Ruba of the Torah, are the Drushes, where we figured out Dina by reading in between the lines. The Midrash HaTorah and the Drushes. And that's the Machlokes of Yechon Reb Lozar, his Talmud. Whether Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem have the status of Torah Shebichzav, because I'm reading it in between the lines, or no, it's not explicit, you're really reading in between the lines, the Klal Prat, and so on, Tov Shoei Bechlal, and so on, Kal Bechaymer, Binyanav, and so on. So since it's in between the lines, not explicit, so maybe it has the din of Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference? What's the difference in the Machlokes, whether you, given Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem, have the status of Torah Shebichzav or Torah Shebal Peh? So that's what the Prima Godim has a long arichas. That's how he starts his psicha kalelis to orachai. So the Rambam writes, these are three, he writes, there are five parts to Torah Shebal Peh. One part is Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Mesinai. One part is the drushes, where you read in between the lines, Midrash HaTorah and Drashes Bem. And that's what the Prima Godim quotes the Be'er Sheva. That is the Machlokes of Yechon Reb Lozar in Perek HaNizokim, where the Rav Torah is B'chsav, Rav Torah is Bal Peh, that the halachas that were established based on the drushes, that they have the status of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Then you have halachas L'Moshe Mesina. So the Rambam says over there, there aren't so many halachas L'Moshe Mesina, and he gives you what he considers a full list. So on the bottom of the page of the Pirush HaMishnayos L'Rambam, on Brachas, Nahakdama Tushah, so they write, look in the Chavis Yoyer, in the Tshuvas that he has the Kasha, the list is missing so many more. There's so many more halachas L'Moshe Mesina. So one of them that he asks is Tzuris. The Rambam didn't mention Tzuris. But there are many more that he didn't mention. So the Nitziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, has a suggestion. He says, if you look in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, every time the Gemara says Hilchos Agmiri Lo, the Rambam is very careful. He never writes halachas L'Moshe Mesina. Sometimes he'll write Allah L'Moshe Mesina, but when the Gemara says Hilchos Agmiri Lo, the Rambam will be careful to write Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. What does that mean? What does that explain? Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. So the Nitziv claims what it means is the following, that in some earlier generation, when the Talmud Bavli was edited by Ravina Ravashi, they're saying in some earlier generation, hundreds of years earlier, the din was established That's verse Pesach Hasinezek, but we forgot already what the derivation was. Hilchus of Gemiri law, we have a halacha, Gemiri law tradition from earlier generations, that somebody 300 years ago figured out based on reading in between the lines, and we don't know how. We just don't remember what it is. So that's why the Rambam writes, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu, Chachmei HaGemara had an oral tradition that the din was established based on reading in between the lines, and they don't know what the Mida is. So if we say like that, then it's talking not the same as Halach L'Moshe Messina. Halach L'Moshe Messina means a din that we have an oral tradition on that there's no method at all, there's no means at all to derive it by reading in between the lines. And whenever it says Hilchus HaGemira law, means Mipi HaShmua Lomdu. No, in an earlier generation, this halacha was established based on Midrash HaTorah and Rashi, just that we forgot what the derivation was. Then the Rambam adds the last two sections. The Rambam writes there are five sections in Torah Shema Peh. One is Pirush Ma'amkubalim L'Moshe Messina. One is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Third is the Drushes, Midrash HaTorah and Rashi, that the Be'er Sheva quoted by the Bimur Gadim says that's really the bulk of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the majority, that's the Reiva of the Torah. And then the fourth and the fifth section, the Rambam says, are all the dinim de Rabbanim, takonas de Rabbanim, exeris de Rabbanim. You have to light Neres Chanukah, you have to read Mikra Megillah, that's a takona de Rabbanim. You're not allowed to handle muktzah, and you're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum, all the dinim de Rabbanim, these exeris de Rabbanim. So the Rambam counts all the dinim de Rabbanim. It sounds from the Rambam as if all the dinim de Rabbanim, the mitzvah says it de Rabbanim, the mitzvah lo says it de Rabbanim, he counts as separate units, and as if all of Dinim de Rabbanan blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. That's a Rav Soloveitchik assumed, that one who spends time learning Dinim de Rabbanan is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Min HaTorah. That a chepsel shel Torah, it becomes Min HaTorah, despite the fact that Chobis Agavah, to observe it, is only Min HaRabbanan, but it becomes a chepsel of Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. Would he have such a thing? That it's a cheftza shel Torah, even though the chayvus hagavra is not min HaTorah. So he quoted an exaggerated case, Bishamei Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, Bishamei Mevakim Beis Hillel Ein HaMishnah. We don't follow Bishamei Shita at all. There's no chayvus hagavra. You're not allowed to follow Bishamei Shita, even Mishas HaTrak and so on. And nonetheless, when you study Bishamei Shita, it constitutes a cheftza of Torah, and you're in fulfillment of Talmud Torah. Not only because by learning Bishamei, this will clarify what Beis Hillel said. You have to know what they agree upon and what they disagree upon. Not only because Bishamai, learning Bishamai will shed light on Beis Hillel, even if it doesn't shed any light at all. We're just spending time to know what Bishamai said. That constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though there's no Chavis HaGavra to observe Bishamai Shita at all. So we hear also the same thing. There's no Chavis HaGavra on the level of the Raisa to observe the Dinim Derabbanan of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, but when you learn Hilchas Chanukah, that constitutes a mitzvah Talmud Torah min HaTorah. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a discussion that there's a possibility that Huktzah the mitzvah by Ner Chanukah should be deraisa, even though the obligation to light the menorah on Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. Once you lit it, it could be that becomes Huktzah the mitzvah deraisa. Puts the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius to answer the kasha of the Shach, that in Yerideya the Mechaber Paskins Simon Tzadik Tess. The Yerideh and the Mechaber Paskins that Eim Avatan Issa L'chatchila only applies to an Issa Deraisa. But if you have an Issa Derabbanan that fell into Heter, if you have an Issa Derabbanan, you're not allowed to take it and mix it into Heter, Eim Avatan Issa L'chatchila. But if you have an Issa Derabbanan that fell into Heter and you don't have Shishim to be Mevatlet, so now not only do you have to throw out the Issa Derabbanan, you're not allowed to, now you have to throw out the Heter also. So since he said the Rabbanan fell into Heter, so the Mechaber Paskin, like the simple reading of the Gemara, beginning at Beitz, Mutar Lahosif Olof Ulovatle. Since it's only an Issa the Rabbanan, and it fell into Heter, there's no Shishim, there's not enough to be Mevatle, Mutar Lahosif Olof Ulovatle. So nonetheless, the Mechaber writes in Ilchas Chanukah, Moshe Shemesh Ebener Chanukah, if Ner Chanukah did not burn for half an hour, so the Shemen and the flame went out. So the Shemen that's left over should be used the next night for Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. What if we say after the eighth night? All the 8 days of Chanukah are over and you have Shemen left over. So the Mechaber writes that the Shemen remains hooked to the mitzvah. That's a Chiddush. That's a Shiltas. The Mechaber is quoting, Tosfos quotes it from the Shiltas. That's a Chiddush. Why should it be hooked to the mitzvah? The din is if you have an old talus, you have an old shofar, that it's worn out, no one's going to use it. So that's called tashmishe mitzvah nizrakim. Tashmishe kedusha nignozim. If you have an old pair of tefillin, an old sefer Torah, an old mezuzah, and it can't be fixed. You have an old tefillin zekel. You have an old mentala b'sefer Torah. It's all torn and tattered and dirty. You're not going to use it. You're gonna throw it out. So even though it doesn't have any psukim on it, just clean, it's clear. But you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. That's tashmishe kedusha on nignozim. But if you have an old talis that no one's going to wear, so donate it to the shul. The gabbai doesn't want it. Give it to a poor man. The poor man doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. It's old and it's worn out and it's dirty. So the din is that you can throw it in the garbage. Tashmishe mitzvah on the zrakma. So that's a pella. The Kavanari talks about that kasha. It's a pella. Adlokas hamanoira is a mitzvah. So the shemen and the noira should be hooked to the mitzvah. Chal shem shamayim abasuke. And chal shem shamayim on the esrig and the lulav, hooked to the mitzvah. But after sukkah is over, no more chal shem shamayim. The kedusha chal shem shamayim on the sukkah and the dalaminim disappears. It vanishes into thin air. So you should have said also that the shemen shebener chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah on chanukah. After chanukah is over, should be loy gora, should be not more chomer than the sukkah, which is chal shem shamayim in atorah. So why do you say that it remains also? So that's a pella. That's what the Kavanah says. Apparently, the Shiltas is quoting from earlier sources, from Medrashim, from the Psikta, that we treat it like Tashmishe Kedusha. We treat it as if it's like the Shemin and the Beis Hamikdash.
So there's Kosh
Yeah. Should only be the Shonas Ben Chaim. Should have been Mutter after.
And also good every night. It's not only the last night. Today, you have these, solid gel. What are you going to do with that?
So whatever is left over one night, you're permitted to use the next night.
It's impossible to use it. It won't burn. It's like leftovers. Which one did you eat the other night? I remember.
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Shiltas. Whatever is left over, you can use it for the next night. After the eighth night, you can't use it anymore. So you can save it till next year. Save it till next year, but in the course of the year, someone may forget that this is hooked in the mitzvah site and is going to use it for his own purposes. So that's chashini mishum takola. That's the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Psochim. The Gemara has, you're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house. Let's say I buy a non-kosher pastrami sandwich with a goyisha maid who's going to clean up. It's my responsibility to give a food. I don't have to buy a glatt kosher food. Nevelis etreifis is mutabah. No, I'm not allowed to be in the business. You're not allowed to be oises chayra be macholas asuris. I'm not allowed to have a non-kosher butcher shop making money, but I don't have to buy glatt kosher food for the goyisha maid. So I buy treifis sandwich and I leave it in the refrigerator. And I tell them when you finish doing the work, when it's your lunch break, so you eat the sandwich. But to leave a sandwich in the freezer all year long, to buy 100 sandwiches and to get every week to give another sandwich to the maid, that you're not allowed to do. Because one of the children may not realize that it's treif and they may eat it. So you're not allowed to leave the shemen, shenitoisem in their chanukah till next chanukah. If you save it till next chanukah, that would be fine. But it's a chashash takol. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to burn it. You have to dispose of it. It's hooked to the mitzvah, so we treat it like tashmishi kedusha. We don't treat it like tashmishi mitzvah. We treat it as if it's shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently, the hadlaka samanera is a zechel beis hamikdash, so that's why we say kodesh. We say it's kodesh. The Gemara doesn't say it's kodesh. The Gemara says v'chiner kedusha yeshbo. The Gemara has a machlokes whether ner chanukah muta l'shtamish li'ora or also l'shtamish li'ora. So we paskan also l'shtamish li'ora. Why? So the Gemara says because shelo yehi mitzvahs bezuya solov. The Gemara says when you do kisei hadam, you shouldn't kick the sawdust with your foot to accomplish kisei adam. You should do the mitzvahs in a mekabedika fashion. So based on that, shelo yehu mitzvahs b'zu yisabav. So the Gemara says it's not right to count money or a ner of the ner chanukah. That's why the Balamor was led to believe. Balamor has a chiddush. The Gemara says you're not allowed to count money or a ner chanukah. That's a secular thing. What about to look in a sefer? To look up something in a sefer? He says, oh, tashmish al kedusha, that's muta. To learn a little bit, Laura Ner, that would be mutter. So we don't accept that opinion. We paskin that it's still also. But the Gemara said, v'chi kedusha, ner v'chi kedusha, yesh bo. It doesn't have any kedusha. Rashi writes on the Gemara a different reason. The Gemara says the reason why you're not allowed to also lishtamish le'ora neris shelo yehi mitzvahs bezuyas ola, like doing kisi adam beregel, you're going to kick the sawdust. Rashi writes a different reason, that you want to have pisumi niso. So if you're going to be mishtamish le'ora ner, you won't have any hecker. That this is l'shem pirsam anes. People would think the guy lit a candle in order to be able to read. He has to have a candle to illuminate the house. So these are two reasons. But we say haneris ala l'kodesh, and a third reason. Exactly what the Gemara said, b'tmir d'chiner kedusha yeshbo. It doesn't have kedusha, it's only tashmishe mitzvah. So we say the nusach, haneris ala, that comes from the Masech HaSofrim. We say the nusach, Masech HaSofrim was composed by the Goyne Bovel. So they came up with this chiddush, haneris ala l'kodesh, it's dumi the beis hamikdash. We treat it like tashmishe kedusha, like korbanos. So even after the Zman HaMitzvah, it's also kodesh. So that's what the word machmer on that. So it says in Hilchas Chanukah, what if the Moshe Shemesh Abner Chanukah, you shouldn't save it till next year, Chashin Mishum Takola. So what if it fell into normal Shemen? By mistake, they poured out the leftover Shemen into the regular bottle of Shemen, and you know that you don't have Shishin. So it says it's not permissible to be Moshe Fala Volam Avatla. You're not allowed to add more Shemen in order that it should be bottled with Shishin. So the Shachin Yeruday, Simon Tzadik Tes, asks, is there a stir in the Shulchan Aruch? There, in Tzadik Tes, the Mechaber Pasuk is like the simple reading of the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza, that Anisa the Rabbanish and Isare Beheter, and you don't have enough Heter to be Mevatle, Muta Lehosef Olevatloi. So Chanukah, and there Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon. So why don't you say, if it fell into Heter, you don't have Shishim, should be Muta Lehosef Olevatloi. This is the Shach's Kasha. So several terutzim are given on the kasha. The Chavos Das, authored by the Nesivos on Yeridei, and Simon Tzadik gives a fantastic answer. He says, but when is a muta lahosef olo v'olavatlo if the thing you're dealing with is muta bahano, it's just also bachilo, or it's also behishtamshus or something, but if something is also bahano, so to mix, to pour in more heter, to be mevatla b'shishim, that itself is getting hano. You're going to be mevatel the berub, then you're getting hanor from it. So that's why it's also lahosef olo for levatlo, because you're getting hanor from it. And the Beis Ephraim was the businessman in Brod. He was not the rabbi in Brod. The rabbi in Brod was the one who wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh Achulin. And he had this businessman who wrote Shuvas. Everybody knew the businessman. They didn't know the rabbi. He had the Beis Ephraim. He wrote a lot of svarim. They tell a story that a poor man once came to him for a nedava, and they say that he was a miser. That's how the story goes. I don't know if it's true. So he didn't give so much. So the Beis Ephraim gave him a small donation. So Beis Ephraim asked him, how do you like my svarim? Did you ever have a chance to look at my svarim? He wrote the Beis Ephraim. He wrote a lot of svarim. So he said, all the svarim are wonderful, but the Yad Ephraim is very weak. The Yad Ephraim doesn't give enough to talk. The Yad Ephraim is a commentary on Or HaChaim. He has comments on the Magen Avraham there. So he said, all the Svarim are not bad, the Arifraim is Shvach. So the Beis Ephraim has this teretz, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about it in one of the Svarim, and Asman Derais, the Beis Ephraim says, although the obligation, the Chovis HaGabra, to light Ner Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, but once you light it, it becomes hooked in the mitzvah of Min HaTorah. You're not obligated in HaTorah to do a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but once you do the mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah Min HaTorah, it becomes hooked in the mitzvah of Min HaTorah. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel discussed. He's not talking about a cheftza shel Torah and Talmud Torah. He's talking even a ma'isa mitzvah, that the key mitzvah is the yevid. Once you do the mitzvah, it has the status of the key mitzvah on the level of the rice.
Mishtamish la'or there is different than using the ner itself. You can make a chiluk there because you're using the light. You're not using the or, not the or.
Yeah. Well, the Gemara has the machlokes. It says mutar l'shtamish l'or aner, also l'shtamish l'or aner. The Gemara is arguing: are you allowed to read? Are you allowed to count money l'or aner? So we paskan also. The Gemara comes to the conclusion also, but there are three different reasons. Rashi said if you'll be mishtamish l'or aner, won't have heker, so won't have any pisum in nisa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara seems to say because shelo yehu mitzvah is bezuyas olov, and that's what led the Balamar to say that a tashmish al kodesh is mutar. To learn in a sefer would be mutar. And we say in Haneris Halala from the Masechas Sofrim, we say in Haneris Halala, Kodeshem, that is Dumi the Beis HaMikdash.
It says, that means afterwards it should be
Mutter. Okay, so that's the Kasha on Right, right. The Shiltas is the first one who says this, and it's based on a psikta. Based on a psikta, that the shemen that's left over after Hanukkah is also. The psikta may have been written by the Gaonim also. I'm not sure exactly who wrote all these.
I don't know what to do with it. It's all.
In the Shulchan Aruch it says he's supposed to make a medura b'fnei atzma b'sorfa. Remember Rabbi Schwab once said this, not to be taken literally, you just pour it down the drain, throw it in the garbage. But you should wrap it up before you throw it in the garbage. Now let it get on off from it.
Like Tashmish Emet?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we say it's Tashmish Emet, well then it's even more than, I mean you don't even have to say it's Muxami the Rice, but we're saying it's even more than that really. Like more than the answer to that.
Yeah, saying more.
Wasn't the Havim when the Gemara once said Kiko Deshim, not even that is Tashmish Kedusha? I thought the Havim was that just that it would be on par with like maybe Chav Shem Shemayim, like Muxam Deraisa.
No, but the Gemara was asking that it should be Mutter, even the Hishtamish Laor on air while it's lit for Ner Chanukah. The Gemara thought it should be Mutter Banor right away. While it's burning the mitzvah, you should be allowed to use it. Should be less than Chal Shem Shemayim. Chal Shem Shemayim, the whole duration of Sukkot, you're not allowed to use it. Even not while you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Gemara thought it should be Mutter, even while you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. It should be Mutter Lehonis Laor on there.
Right. So when it fits it, the reading, when the Gemara said, like, for Tom, Bidmiya, is it Kodesh? Wouldn't it fit to say, is it Muktsami the Raisa?
V'chiner kedusha yesh bo, the Gemara should be muta likras lo aran there.
Right, doesn't that be saying it's not really, it doesn't really have kedusha, right?
Right.
So I'm saying, what's that? Can't you understand the line saying it does not really muksa mida, right? It's not really chal shem, chal shem shemayim.
I don't get it. You're asking Akasha on the Gemara. You're asking Akasha giving a teretz. I'm not.
I thought Rabbi said that. What we're basically saying is like the question.
Like the Gemara's Hadam. The Gemara right. Said, V'chinek, Kedusha Yeshba? We said, yeah. Right. And there is Allah the Kodeshim.
Right.
Which is against Gemara. The Gemara says, it cannot be. It's inconceivable. Right. What's inconceivable is what's accepted, La Locha.
Right. I'm saying, even the Gemara's Hadam, couldn't it be that just the Gemara's Hadam was that Chal Shem Shemayim Allah? That was the Gemara's Hadam? And not that it's actually Teshmi Shek Kedusha?
Again, the Havamina was that says in the Gemara, also the Shtamish Loran there. The Gemara said, why? It should be Mutter the Shtamish Loran there. If you all Chal Shem Shemayim, you shouldn't be allowed to use the Esrik for your own purposes.
No, sorry, I don't think Havamina, I mean the question. Chiner Kedusha
Yeshba. Yeah.
The question. Wasn't that Gemara's question?
That it should be Mutter
the Shtamish Loran there? That it's Muksami Deraisa because of Chal Shem Shemayim.
I'm saying it's not really at all that like Tashmishi mitzvah. Okay, but that's why we follow that opinion from the Masechus of, and there was a lot of Kodeshim, we treat it like a Tashmishi Kedusha more than a Tashmishi mitzvah. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the Gemara about the Palganiska. So halacha l'maisa, what's the story? Chatzi nezik is knas, and therefore ain't goyvim bebovel. Why is ain't goyvim bebovel? So we have, because in bovel you can't give smicha. Special din smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So how does why you give smicha? The answer is no, that's not real smicha. That's a different, it's imitation smicha. The Ramo in Yeridei Chele Gimel, Hilchas Talmud Torah, quotes from the Abarbanel. It's a double poshut. I don't know why it needs the barbanel. He writes on the barbanel that smicha b'zman is his only imitation smicha based on the din de rabbana the rabbi Yudan Nasi introduced talmud al yore elam kein not al rishus me rabbi. A talmud who learns in a yeshiva shouldn't pass in any shaylas al yore. Al yore means he shouldn't be a teacher in the yeshiva. The Ran, the Chidush Ran Sahen has another pshat. Talmud al yore means shouldn't pass in hayro or he shouldn't teach halacha elam kein not al rishus me rabbi. Unless his Rebbe gave him authority. You need heter hayroa. And when the Rebbe gives authority, he has to know two things, that the Talmud knows the halachas, and then he has a clear diction, and he has a good koyach hasbara. Because the Gemara says, what motivated Rebbe to make this Takana Talmud al Yerim Kainota Bishuz my Rabbi. It was a Talmud that had a poor pronunciation, and he slurred his words, and the Balabata misunderstood what he said, and it caused a mikshol. So it's not enough. The Talmud writes written exams, and he passes the exams. He knows all the halachas b'ksav. He has to be able to have a clear koyach chitoch hadibur. He has to be able to explain to the Balabatim. If he doesn't explain well, you're not supposed to give him the smicha. So what we have today is the imitation smicha that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Rebbe, introduced. Talmud al Yera, kenotol vishus my Rabbi. That's why in Europe, a lot of the people who spoke Yiddish, they wouldn't refer to it as smicha. They used to call it heter hayro, because that's the Lashon HaGemara. Talmud al Yera, kenotol vishus my Rabbi. It's heter hayro. So in Babel, he can't confer any smicha.
So why don't we insist on giving fahers rather than chinos?
You should. That's why when Dr. Lamb was the Rosh Yeshiva and he signed the smichas, he insisted on meeting each student who was a candidate for smicha. And Dr. Belkin before used to give oral bechinos. He used to give bechinos bal peh to see if the guy knows how to talk. But it didn't help, because they gave smicha to people who stuttered and who stammered, and they couldn't explain themselves. So, well, what did it help that they interviewed them in person? The Gemara said he's supposed to check not only that he should know the toichen, he should know the halachas, he should have a good chitoch hadibur. So the Gemara says in Babel they didn't have any smicha. If you would have people who got smicha in Eretz Yisrael who moved to Babel, they can even administer din in the nefashos, b'zman shabeis hamikdash hayikayim. There was one big system of Sanhedrin, so when you have the Sanhedrin Gadol functioning, all the Sanhedrin Ktanos of Chav Gimel all over the world can be done. Afilu b'chutz lords, they can be done. But you can't confer smicha in chutz lords. You can't confer. So the Gemara says, b'bavo, it can't be done dinik nosis, because before Bezdin Paskin, the reason afilu b'balotzis edei shamayim, you don't gain anything by paying the knas. We keep on referring to the tesis, I think, the bottom of Lama Gimel on the base, but Tosis quotes that from the Yerushalmi. But you don't gain anything to pay knas on your own. You have to have a psak din of a bezin, and that bezin has to be smuchim. Why don't we say shlichu saiku avdina? You need a bezin of smuchim for gzeilus v'chavolus for kfi ala get also. And we always say shlichu saiku avdina. So why don't you say shlichu saiku by knas as well? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, in the beginning of Achayvo, the Gemara in Baba Kama gives you the guidelines, the rules. You only say shlichusai on a milsa de shchicha de izbechisarkis. So knas is always lezbechisarkis. Knas is always yosem in mashi hizik. So that so they never made shlichusai on knas. Bizman hagemore, there existed botidinim in Eretz Yisrael who had smicha. They could still confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. I count that after the days of the Gemara. In the days of the Amoraim, in Babel they didn't have smicha. Rabbi Yechon and Rebbe Lozer, they all had, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, they all had smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So once in a while, businessmen traveled to Eretz Yisrael to visit the Beis Hamikdash, daven by the coastal of Arabia, to do business, whatever. So the Gemara says, if the Nizik wants to collect his Palga Niske, then Mazik once in a while does travel to Eretz Yisrael, so you can be Mazmin him Ledin. You can insist that the next time the mazik goes there, it's unreasonable. I can't make him. I live in California. I'm going to have a din Torah. I'm wealthy. I'm going to have a din Torah. Taveh is wealthy, and the nitva is not wealthy. I'm going to make a din Torah to be mazman the nitva to a din Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to have to spend $3,000 to come to a din Torah. That's unreasonable. But we're talking over here. If Ben Kovakov, the nitva is traveling to Eretz Yisrael for business of Aliyah LaRegel, whatever, he is traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, he can be Mazman him Din. And if he does want to come to the Din, the Gemara says, Misham Tinale. Why Misham Tinale? Shamta. Shamta, basically, where does the Rambam have?
The Nitva has to go to Eretz Yisrael.
The Taveya can insist that if the Nitva, if it's within reason, if the Nitva anyway goes to Eretz Yisrael for business of for visiting, for vacation or for family simcha, he has a family bar mitzvah, a chasana or something, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael anyway. So the Taveh has a right to be Taveh the Nitva, that he should come to appear to a bezna in Eretz Yisrael to be done the Dinik Nosis. And if he refuses, if anyone refuses to come to a Din Torah, if it's within reason, if it's unreasonable to be Taveh him to a Din Torah to come to Eretz Yisrael, it's on the other side of the world. So if it's unreasonable, you can't be Taveh. But if it is reasonable and he refuses to come, the nitva refuses to come to the Torah, the Gemara says, Mishamtin alay. What is Shamta? Shamta. There are either two or three levels of Cherem. There's Nidah, Cherem, Shamta. So some Mishanim hold there are three different levels. And others hold there are only two. Cherem and Shamta are the same thing. Cherem is Hebrew and Shamta is Aramaic. Yeah, many assume that the three, the Pasuk says, Peretz Geder Yishachenu Nochosh. And Nochosh, they assume, is a Rosh Yitev, is Nidah, Cherem, Shamta. That's the Chivya, the Rabbon Chivya is a snake. Which snake is going to bite Peretz Geder? Whoever violates the Din de Rabbanon, the Chachamim Asu Siog Later, Siog is a Geder. So Peretz Geder, one who violates a Siog de Rabbanon, Yishachen Anochish, will be bitten by the snake. Which snake is going to bite him? So the Rishonim have a Melitza, the Chivya de Rabbanon, the rabbinical snake. What's the rabbinical snake? Nidah Cherem Shamta. One who violates an Isa de Rabbanon, he's supposed to put him in Nidui, or Cherem Shamta, if you assume that they're three different things. So they use that expression, Gzeiras Nochosh. Gzeiras Nochosh, they make a Nidah Cherem Shamta. That's on the assumption that they're three different things. The Kes Mishnah writes that he had a Machlekes. Kes Mishnah writes on the Kes Mishnah, the Ramam, Hilchus Trumas. He had a Machlekes with the Mabit, who was on his Bezin. The Gemara says that Tvua that grew b'shus anachri, if the farm belongs to a non-Jew, so it's not chayv in Shumas and Maisis ben Atar. But when the Rabbanim, Mishum Gzeres Balikisim, they made a din the Rabbanim that you are chayv in Shumas and Maisis. So then Beis Yosef had a machlokes with the Mabit, what if everything was done by the Goy? The Gidul grew b'shus agoy, Havashlish, and the Miroch, and everything was b'shus agoy. Is it still chayv in the Rabbanim? No, you say no. Everything was done by the Goy, even with the Rabbanim, there's no chiv. So the Beis Yosef said lehokel, and the Mabit said lehachmed, that even if both the Havash Lish and the Mirach, everything was b'shus agoy, there's a gzeir Rabban. So the Beis Yosef writes that the Rabbanim gathered together, and they all outvoted the Mabit, and they made a gzeiras nochosh, made a gzeir with a nidui. No one is allowed to be choshish for the Mabit. The halach is that it's that you're not mechayiv to be mafresh trumas and maisres, and you're not permitted to be machmer on that. They say when the Vilna Gaon left his wife and his children, he was traveling to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he sent back a letter to his wife and the children how they should learn Mishlei, they should be medaktik and mitzvahs, and then all of a sudden the Vilna Gaon returned back home, and he never explained what happened. Why did he change his mind? So everybody gives different suggestions. One of the Maskilim wrote a whole ridiculous essay. From Askel, for sure it's ridiculous. The Vilna Gaon felt he was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the Maskilim wrote, Vilna Gaon decided he's a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael. So he felt since he's a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, so he's not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael either. Everybody gives a different suggestion. So some say that the Vilna Gaon, when he was traveling to go to Eretz Yisrael, had to go through Constantinople. In Constantinople, they had Rabbanim with big libraries, so he came across the Chuvas Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi for the first time in his life. He saw it there. And the Chuvas Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, he writes that they made a Gzeres, Nachash, Nochosh. They made a Cherem. No one's allowed to be Machma like the Mabit. And the Vilna Gaon is going to Eretz Yisrael. He planned to be Machma like the Mabit. So he wasn't aware that there was a Cherem. You're not allowed to be Choshish for the Mabit Shita. So he went back home. He didn't want to get involved in Machlokes. So I just find that hard to believe, because I know the Kesa Mishnah. The Kesa Mishnah quotes that. The Vilna Gaon didn't know my Kesa Mishnah. It's in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas. You don't have to read Chuvas or Pesal Ashkenazi to know that the Rabbanim gathered together and they made a Cherem, that you're not allowed to be Choshish for the Mabit. The Kesa Mishnah tells the story. So it must be a different reason. We're not sure exactly why the Vilna Gaon turned back. Okay, the Nachamal. So the Gemara says in Perek Achayv, the beginning of Perek Achayv, why don't we say Shlichu Sayu, that a Bezdin of Het Yoytah should be allowed to be done Din Knossos? The answer is that Knas is not Milsa Dizbe Chisar and Kis. You only say Shlichu Sayu when it's Milsa Dizchicha, it is Bechisar and Kis. And Knas, by definition, is Yosef and Mashi Hizik. Yosef and Mashi Hitzach Lis Mukhiv Lishalem. So you can't say Shlichu Sayu.
Why is that? Why do you only say it where there's Chisar and Kis and
Shlichu? That's what it says in the Gemara. Why? So the Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva on that, and in Chelik Yeridei and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Why? Okay. He says the role of the rabbis today changed. When they had real bona fide smichas, so the role of the rabbi is to say Divrei Elokim Chaim, to bring Malchus Shamayim, to bring the Torah down to this earth. But now that they're no longer any smuchim, so the role of the rabbi is just to maintain law and order. Melech b'mishvat yamir eretz. Man malchi rabbanon. The rabbi's role today is to maintain peace and law and order. That people shouldn't get into each other's head. People shouldn't kill each other. So the rabbi only has a right to function on the milsa d'shchich of his bechis arankis. This man that they had real smuchim, so the role of the rabbi and the role of the rabbinate was totally different. But this man is as not so. Okay. Yeah, what is cherem all about? What is cherem? Is a curse the guy should drop dead. When do you use cherem? So where does the Rambam have all of the laws of cherem? The Rambam put, one would have thought he should put Hilchas Cherem in Hilchas Sanhedrin. When he quotes the Mises Bezen, Skilas Reifah Herigachenik, Hilchas Sanhedrin, he talks about Dini Torah and Mominas, Dini Torah and Nefoshes, Dini Torah and Malkus. So you should have said Bezen, Makam Yonchen Shalem and Adin, he writes that also. And he should have said, Bezen sometimes punishes by giving a curse. They curse the guy that he should drop dead. And when he dies, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mordechai, the members of the family don't observe Avelis, like Harugi Bezen. They don't observe Avelis. Bavod Rishayim Rino. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Bavod Rishayim Rino. He's supposed to rejoice when the Rosh dies. Not supposed to observe Avelis out of Kavod Abiyus for the Nifta. So the Rambam should have quoted the laws of Cherem and Nidu in Shamto, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, together with the Mises Bezen. He doesn't. He puts it in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So it would appear from the Rambam that Cherem is a big machlokes harishonim, where the Cherem is the Raisa of the Rabbanon. What do you mean? The curse is a curse. If the guy dies, he's dead men HaTorah. He's not alive men HaTorah, he's only dead men HaRabbanon. If he's going to die, he's going to be dead men HaRaisa also. But it means the ikar of the cherem, that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas, the ikar of the cherem is a curse, he should die, he should drop dead. And the curse is nichnas into the ramach ivorim. That's what the Gemara calls it cherem, because cherem is the same osius as ramach. The Gemara says that a curse that seeps into the bones, and his whole body should die. But then there's a secondary din, that's not the main part of cherem, the excommunication, that he should observe avelus on himself. Since he is responsible for his own curse, he did an avera, and that's why we had to curse him, he should drop dead. He's responsible for our declaring him as a gavrek tila. He should observe avelus on himself. So that's a big machlekes harishonim. That's what we said, that's a stir in Shulchan Aruch between Hilchas Tefillin and Aruch Chaim and Hilchas and Yerideya, Hilchas Nedarim. Whether the nihug avelus on himself is that deraisa or derabbanan. So the ikar purpose of cherem and nidui and shamto is to be mechazek the koyach of the chachamim. One is mevazet talmid chachamim. One who violates a din de rabbanon, that's when you use cherem and nidui and shamto. So that's why the Rambam puts it in the Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's a question.
So how would the shvius din de rabbanon?
How would what?
By Shvius, according to the Mappi, because Kedushin Matur. If Shvius is there, it's not as that.
You're saying Akasha, Teretz, I'm not.
Akasha.
That what?
I mean, why would they make a Cherem against being no Kedusha Shvius?
That's a question. The Beis Yosef, the Kesem Mishnah, writes that they made a cherem, not allowed to be machmer like the Mabit with respect to Afroshes, Trumas, and Maisris on Lokuch Min Agoy. If everything, the Miruch and the Rias Pnei Abayis, everything was done by the Goy. So they made a cherem against that. Then, traditionally, it was assumed by many Achrayim that they made a cherem also on another dispute between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. They had a lot of disputes. They were together in the Bezma, had a lot of machlekes. They had another machlekes where the Kedushas Peres Shviyas applies to Peres that grew in the Sadu Shal Nochrim. So there's a drasha in the Sifra, Teres Kanim on the Pasuk, Kodesh Tielochem, Menasadet Tachluas Tvasov. So it says, Tielochem Velo Lenochrim. So Rabbi Yosef Kara understood that whatever Peres grow in the Sadu Shal Nochrim is not endowed with Kedushas Peres Shviyas. And the Mabit had a different interpretation. He thought that even the Peres that grow B'sod Shal Nochem also have Kedushas Peres Shviyas. So for many generations, they assumed that the Gzeres Nachash went on two things. when on not being mafrished all the 6 years, not being mafrished tumas and maisis on something that the whole production was done by the goyim, the planting and the harvesting and the growth and the meruach and the reis ben habayis, everything was done by the goy. That the Beis Yosef held that you're not mechuyev to be mafrish, and they made gzeira, they made a cherem, you're not allowed to be machmer like the mabit. Plus, they made a cherem, you're not allowed to be machmer like the mabit, that there's kedushas perish v'yis, the perish al nochem. The Chazon Ish denied that. He said it doesn't say, there's no source that said like that. He thought the mabit was right, and he introduced that chumra, and Bnei Brak, they all followed the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish moved to Bnei Brak when it was a tiny little village. There was hardly anybody there. And because of his presence, the whole community grew. So they consider the Chazon Ish, in a certain sense, the Mor D'Asra Bnei Brak. So they usually follow all the chumras of the Chazon Ish. This is one of them. In Bnei Brak area, they're machmad like the Chazon Ish to observe Kedushas Peres Shviyas, and Peres that grew besod the Shal Nochem. So the Chazon Ish said there never was such a chirm. They never made such a chirm. Others Svarim Take quote from earlier generations. The only quote the cherem was on the machlokes, the Beis Yosef, the Mabit, about in the 6 years, the Paris that grew B'shus HaNochri, whether the Chayim and Shumas and Maisos, everything was done by the Nochri, but they never made a cherem. Some say they never made a cherem on Paris Shal Nochrim and Shana HaShviyas. There are two versions of what the cherem was.
Why would they make such a cherem if it's for the Anat and
Dorasa?
It's machlokes.
Why should they make a cherem? It's not right to be machmer, shalokedin. Just like you're not allowed to be mater as a osir, you're not allowed to be oisir as a mutter. It's also an isa.
I understand, perish shall not grant that they own the land and they work the land, they do everything, or the Jew owns the land?
No, a non-Jew owns the land, and the perish grow during Shnas HaShmita.
And the Mavi holds that as Kedusha Shvi.
As Kedusha perish Shvi is that if I buy it from the Goy, if the Goy eats it, so he only has seven mitzvahs ben enach. I don't tell the Goy, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. But if I'll buy it from the guy, Yivul Nochri, so I have to be careful to eat everything up. I shouldn't leave anything over and throw it out in the garbage. Right. All the dinim of Kedusha's Perishvis that apply to Grub, the Sod of Shal Yisrael, would apply to Yivul Nochri as well. And most of Eretz Yisrael, they follow Rabbi Yosef Karo, that there's no Kedusha's Perishvis and Perish that Grub, Yishus HaNochri.
If you hold Ein Kinyan left, Ein Kinyan via the Akum Lafkiya, so why would there be a distinction between the two?
No, it's a separate pasuk. Even if you hold Ein Kinyan, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Ein Kinyan Lafkiya Mikdusha Sa'aretz, but it's a pasuk, Lachem Aloli Akum, that there's no Kedusha's Perishviyas in Yivul HaNochri. So this is a question. The fact that the Rambam puts all the dinim of Nida Cherem Shamta in Hilchas Talmud Torah sounds like it's a bezem akam yanchen shalom and adin. We curse the fellow, he should drop dead, and so on. If he does want to come to adin Torah, the Gemara says, and if he violates adin the Rabbanon, it's in order to be mechazik the koyach of chachamim. But then the Rambam puts in one line there in Hilchas Talmud Torah, kavachamim if he violates an isa deraisa. What do you mean kavachamim? He just said it's a koyach of chachamim to be mechazik the power of the rabbis. It should not apply to dinim deraisa. That's a question. The Gemara says, "B'chavta al-mekaymus bezon shalmata menadim." There are 24 cases. So the Rambam lists up. The Gemara says there are 24. The Gemara doesn't say what the 24 are. So the Rambam quotes which are the 24. The Rambam quotes all the mekaris in the Gemara. So most of them are in people who violated the dinim derabbanan to be mechazik the koyach of the chacham. So that's the shaila. Maybe nidui should only be for one who violates the authority of the chacham. Then the Gemara says here, there's another din, the last two lines in Perek Eilu Nairis. Or he allows his sulam ra'ua. He leaves open wires that you can get electrocuted, you can hurt yourself. If you have a broken land and so on, you're not allowed to leave around the house. The Gemara says, if a person leaves it around the house, so then the Gemara says, Mishamtinan lay. He's in violation of a din deraisa. But this is not mishamtina le as an oinesh lisha ovar. This is mishamtina le benkach ad benkach. He says, what does Gemara say? Elo yozel, if he doesn't want to go to an intern, mishamtina le. That's to be chasik the koyach of the chachamim. Then it says, a benkach ad benkach mishamtina le de amina le salak hazekach. That's a different mishamtina le. That's to be koyfa ala habo. That's to be koy for him. He should be misalik the hezek. It's not as a punishment because he violated lasasam dama beisach. He violated nisa deraisa, so we slap him with a cherem. No, it's not an oynish lishova. That's a koyfen ala mitzvah is lahabo. That's a different story. Mishamtin alay. So in this gemara, you can't prove that you put in shamta for a person who violated an aver deraisa. The Rambam writes that lashon. That if a person violates the Rabbanon, you put him in Cherem and Nidu in Shamta, Kavachimer, if he does it, then there is. So that's questionable whether that Kavachimer is accurate. Some Rishonim argue and they hold no. The whole din of Nidu is, Bezna Makamian Shishalayim and Adin, with Tarach HaShoah to be Mechazik, the Kayach HaBezna, not on Dinim
there is. Do it the same way? In other words, you use the same Ramah, the Meshantin land.
Right.
Same shamta,
but it's for a different purpose. If he violated it, then the Rabbanon, so the shamta is a punishment l'shaver. And if he doesn't want to be misalik ezek, it's to be koyfa al haba. Like we put a guy in jail. So if you're putting him in jail because he did an aver, you're not allowed to put him in jail on Shabbos. And even if he's going to run away on Shabbos, he won't be able to put him in jail. So ein manisha mishabbos. The Rambam says, but if you put him in jail on Shabbos, that he shouldn't be ma'ag and his wife, then Rabbi Kivega says that's koyfen al haba. So that kind of jail you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You don't do jailing as an einish on Shabbos, but you do put in jail as a koyfen al haba. So that's the shaila. Mishamtinalei, if he's in violation of a din deraisa, you want to give him shamta as an einish? Is that legitimate? Is it only to force him to be misalik the hezik, to be koyfa lahabot? That's a little unclear.
Okay. And Rabbi's saying from the fact that the Rambam put it in Talmud Torah, that implies that the Rambam thinks you do it on deraisa, is that the Rambam? What is that? What is
no,
that
fakir. It really belongs in Hilchas Sanhedrin. If it's an oinu shaguf, like we said, the Rambam holds a manish and b'shabbos as a separate law, the answer to the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Rambam, he holds it's a separate law, and it even includes that you're not allowed to put a cherem on a person on Shabbos. So the Rambam should have put the dinam of cherem in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where he has the dinam of Malkus and the dinam of Abba Mises Bezen. And so he should have put the dinam of cherem in Shabbos. And he writes there, Bezen, he even writes there in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Bez Makme Anshe Shalom and Adin. So he should have put the whole, all the dinam of cherem over there. He doesn't put it there. He puts it in Hilchas Talmud Torah. By Kovat Talmid HaChacham, you have to be Mechabin. If you Mevaz Talmid HaChachamim, it's a special oinish for the one who's been vazer the rachachamim. But one who violates the dinim derabban is been vazer the rabbi. So it sounds like it's a special din to be. It's not a general din based on rakam and shishloim meredin. It's a particular punishment for one who's been vazer the rabbanim. So it should not apply to one who violates the din derais. But then the Rama throws in. He lists off all the choftal dvarim shel bezon shalmata menadim aleim. Then he throws in kavachaim if he violates the din derais. So that's questionable. That's questionable. Probably does. Let's see. Menayin Shlei Gadol. Where do they tell you? Where is the Rambam? Dalit? I don't know. They quote to other Marmakadis. I don't know. You have to check through the whole list of the 24. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah gives a whole list. I don't know. The Gemara had a chiddush over here. If you live in Bavel, and the fellow was mazik you palga niska knosa, and there's no bezin to smuchim to be done the case, so the Gemara says itafas lo mafkinim minay. If the nizik grabs, so you let him keep it. What kind of halacha is that? Itafas lo mafkinim minay. If Tosis said from the Yerushalmi, and we had a Bavli also in Bavli Kama dafayin base. There's no heeder, even if you pay on your own before Hamad Abedin. There's no kima paying knas. And he matzi, say matzi be other hagnebi, he matzi be adim, he matzi be dayonim. The posse goes on paying kefal. Matzi, say matzi be other hagnebi, chayim shnayim shalom, he pay kefal only, he matzi, say matzi. He matzi be adim, he matzi be dayonim. So in Bavel, you don't have a bezin smuchim. So what do you mean he tof us lay matkinim inay? Even if the guy pays on his own, there's no midas chasidus even to pay on your own. If there's no psak from Bezin, so why is itofes lein mafkinim inay? So the Rosh at the end of the first perek in Bava Kama, and that's tezvav amabes, but this whole sugi appears, the Rosh has a machlokes with the Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Abolefia. So some Rishonim hold that this is a takana derabbanim. on the level of the Raisa makes no sense, because knas before Hamad Bedin is meaningless. It's a takana de Rabbanon. So then they talk about restrictions. When does it make sense to let him be teifus? Only the shor itself to be teifus, something else not. Only b'shasa has it. Once the shor already went back home, I'm not allowed to be teifus from the rishus of the owner of the shor amazik. Okay. And the Rosh says, no, he doesn't think that this is special takana de Rabbanon. He thinks that this is a din de Raisa, based on the Gemara of Ovid Inish Dina La Nafshe Hechadike Pseida. The Gemara says, what's the issue of it in Ishdina Lanafshe? So it means like this. The Gemara in Moed Katan, in the third pair of Moed Katan, in Elam Megalchin, the Gemara learns out from Psukim that the Shliach Bezen has special heterim. Let's say the Shliach Bezen comes to deliver Hazmana to a person as you come to a Din Torah. So he says, get out of my house! Don't bother me! I don't care about these rabbis. Tell them they can all drop dead. So there's a head to the Shliach Bezen, there's a lot of put him a cherim. He's allowed to hit him. He's allowed to rip his clothing. He's allowed to beat him up. There's an Issa Mekalo Chaveiro. There's an Issa Maka Chaveiro. There's an Issa Mazik. There's an Issa Goizel. Everything is lifted. The Gemara learns out special kula, special hater. The Gemara learns it out. The Gemara quotes the Psukim. When Ezra and Nechemi came back at the beginning of the Bais Sheni, many of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were intermarried. So Ezra was fighting with them. Ba'akalalem, ba'amartem, ba'akamehem. He was hitting them and cursing them and screaming. So you see, Ashliach Bezen, in order to be Kaif ala mitzvah, he allowed to do all of the above. So that's if he's acting as the Shliach Bezen. What if the guy is on his own? You owe me money and you don't want to pay the money. Can I do on my own? I'm a Talmud Chacham, I know the din. I know the Pharisee that you're Mechuyah. Tzur v'mid Rabbanah, he knows the din. But there never was a din Torah. And there is no Shliach Bezen. So do you say, since I know the din of it inish din al nafshe, I have the right to beat you up and to take the amount of money that you owe me? Why should I have the right to beat you up? What's the heter? The Gemara says, Alosh nasis yada kishliach bezin. If it's hechadika pseida, let's say the Gemara has a case. The two neighbors own a well b'shutfis, and we have a chalukas al shutfim. One week I draw water, one week you draw water from the well. Or every 2 days I draw water, and then 2 days you draw water. So you're drawing water on my day. I'm not going to have any water, and it's going to be hechadik epseda. So what? I don't have a cell phone, Ms. Manigma. I'm going to go to the bezin, until the bezin is going to send the shliach bezin. It'll take a few hours. You have already stolen all of my water. So it's going to be hechadik epseda, or hechad that the person is doing an avera. I had an eved. Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis, then the Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish. After the 6 years, the Rabbi goes free. He's no longer Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis. He's still living with his girlfriend. So the Gemara says, I'm going to wait to go to Bezdin. Bezdin is going to send someone. The guy will be with his Shivcha Knainis now. So if it's Lafrusha Me'isura, so it's also like Hechadika Pseida. Hechadika Pseida means a monetary Pseida, or Hechadika Pseida, someone's going to be doing an Aver. So the Gemara says there, Hechadika Pseida, when it's Lafurusha Meisur, then everybody agrees, Ovid Inish Dina Rafshe, and what's the Allah? And Asis Yodah Kishliach Bezdin. He has the right to act as if he had been appointed by the Bezdin as a Shliach Bezdin. So once you say it like that, the Bach and Choshim Mishpat, the Shach wrote a Sefer that's called Tok for Koin. The Shach was a Koin. That's why the name of his Sefer is Sipse Koin. The Smab is also a Koin. Both the Smab and the Shach. That's why in the first page in Choshim Mishpat, they say this is Chosh Mishpat, otherwise known as Toras Kohanim. Rabbi Yosef Karev is not a Kohen. But the two commentaries on the side, the Smaz in the middle and the Shach is on the outside, like Rashi and Taisa, so they're both Kohanim, so that's called Toras Kohanim. Arachaim is otherwise known as Megina Yeretz, because the Taz, the real name of the Taz is Magen David, and the name of the Magen Avram is Magen Avram, so that's called Megina Yeretz. These are the two Meginim, the two commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That's called beginning arts. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik was once giving the shiur by the Balabatim in the shul. So there used to be a shamus there in the shul, and Rabbi Soloveitchik, whenever he needed a sefer, so he would say, yes, the shamus, please get me Agmara Menachos, please get me a Rambam. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he needs an Arachaim. So the shamus is looking, there's no Arachaim. So there has to be an Arachaim. What do you mean there's no Arachaim? So he says, there's a Yerideya, there's an Evanezer, and there's a Megina Yeretz. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Megina Yeretz, it's Arachaim. They gave it a nickname, Megina Yeretz, because it has the Magen Avraham and the Magen David. is the Taz on the two sides. The Baal Baz didn't know, the Shamans didn't realize that Megini Eretz, on the outside it said Megini Eretz. The one who bound, who rebound the Sefer, originally said Arachayim. The one who rebound it, printed on the outside Megini Eretz. Instead of writing Arachayim, he printed Megini Eretz. So the Shach wrote a Sefer, in addition to his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a Sefer that's called Tokva Koin. Tokva Koin is on the Sugya Tokva Koin, beginning of Bav Metzia and Davav Dav Zayin. That Tokva Koin is a discussion, how do you deal with the case of Sofik Mammon? So Sofik Mammon, Hamotzam Chaver Olafara, whoever is Mukhsa keeps it. What if I'm Mukhsa and then you grab that for me? Tokva HaKoin. The farmer has a suffix b'chor, I have, my wife gave birth to a baby, it's a suffix, well I have to give pinyin abden or not, so I don't have to give the b'chor away, and I don't have to give the pinyin abden money. What's the din if the coin goes and he grabs it from me? Do you say, now that he grabbed it, he's mukhsuk, so he can keep it, or do you say, no, whoever was mukhsuk, b'shas ledes a suffix, comes out, he's give paskin in his favor, and even if the other person, even if the taveh grabs it, talk for a coin, Matzina Samiyodi has to give it back to the farmer. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. So how we pass from Halacha, there's a long discussion. So the Shach wrote a whole sefer, that's called Tokva Koin. So in the Tokva Koin, he quotes a Bach. The Bach, whoever sits and reads Bach, they're good. Usually people learn to it, so they just learn the Yosef. They don't bother to learn the Bach. Bach is printed on the outside. So once in a while, there's an important Bach. The Bach usually has Pilpulim. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Taz also has Pilpulim. So many people don't bother learning the Taz. Magen Avraham and the Shach, Magen Avraham and Arachayim and the Shach and Yeri Day, they give boom, 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 they give halacha. The Taz usually, like the Bach, they give pilpul. So not everybody goes for the pilpul. So the Shach and the Tokva Koin Sefer quote, this is an important Bach. Bach points out the Loshon HaGemara in Bava Kamma in the second Perek, when the Gemara says, Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshei, what is it based on? Nasis Yodin Kishliach Bezna. He has the right to act as if he had been appointed by the Bezna as a shliach, so these haterim that the shliach bezin has, to beat people up and to rip their property and to steal their property and to curse them and so on, all these haterim, it all applies when he have Ovid Inish Dina Lenamshay. So that's what the Shach quotes from the Bach, that explains why you can apply, how can the Rosh say, Itofis Lem Afkimine is based on Ovid Inish Dina Lenamshay, but in Knas you have to have a Gmar Din. He says, you don't need a Gmar Din. It should be Nas al pi Bezn. Payment of the Knas has to be Betoris Onish. If it's self-imposed, that's not called an Onish. It has to be imposed Mibachut. So who has the right to impose it? A Bezn. So if Ovid Inish Ilan Apshe is based on Nas is Yodik Shlech Bezn, so then it's considered as if this Knas was collected al pi Bezn. Nas is Yodik Shlech Bezn. So that's what the Rosh holds. That's the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramah, Abu Lefya. The Rosh holds that it's not a takana, the Rabbanu. It's a real din deraisa, Ovid Inish Din Lenafshe. And the Ramah holds, no, it's a itofis
lemafkinimine.
Itofis lemafkinimine, right. So the Rosh holds that it's v'ikira din, it's based on Ovid Inish Din Lenafshe. Nasis Yorik Yishliach Bezan. And the Ramah, but left, he holds that it's only a takana, the Rabbanu. Yeah. There's no pseudah, so that's why we don't allow shlichusayim. Correct. But when it get to this, we consider it a pseudah. When it get to shlichusayim, we say it's less like pseudah. And over here, sof kol sof, the guy, he's suffering a loss. The only thing is the other guy's not responsible for my loss. It is a pseudah, it's not a pseudah. I lost money, but he's not responsible for my loss. So we don't say shlichusayu over here because it's called leislep seida. But when you get to this, the Rosh Hashanah, this is like isleip seida, so you say, Ovid Inish Dina Nafshe. Right, we're splitting. When you get to one, then it's called isleip seida. When you get to the other, then it's leislep seida. Correct? Correct. Okay, we will stop here. So, Belineta, Sunday officially there's no school. So I think my wife's family has a get-together. What?
There's something here, right? There's some college
everything. On this Sunday?
Thursday.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday, all day long, December 25th, is going to be... Yeah.